Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a very, very interesting Tuesday, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Lots of choices. Thanks for making us part of your day. Well, 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 Jason McIntyre, the PGA Tour lecturing their golfers about morals and values has now officially merged with the Saudi Arabian-backed LIV Tour.
I think this is the first time we're opening the show with golf since I joined in August. Love it. Exciting story.
It is. Yes, yes, yes. You know, you ever notice the only people that have morals in the world are those who have never been offered really cool stuff? Yes, yes, yes. When you spend time lecturing others on morals and values and why they do things for money, be very, very careful. Somebody may once in your life, though I doubt it, offer you cool stuff. Big money opportunity. I backed Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka. I don't feel great about Saudi money, but our government's been in bed with them forever. So is the English Premier League, UK's version of the NFL, their big sport. Listen, in this country, I vote for political candidates that I disagree on many policies. It's the best option. It's the reality that Saudi money has been involved with sports and golf forever. You go live in your provincial world. You lecture everybody else on your idealism. The media continues to be preachy and lecture, and shame on the PGA Tour, who lectured Phil Mickelson and Greg Norman and Brooks Koepka and all those golfers, Dustin Johnson, about their personal values and their morals. And then somebody offered the PGA deal, a deal that would keep their stars in their pockets. So now LIV golfers and PGA golfers are conjoined. It ain't the 70s. For the record, I don't love everything about every owner in our professional leagues. What you gonna do? It's a global sport. All of them are. Look at the last five NBA MVPs. That's the world we live in. Not everybody's Mr. Rogers. I can be disgusted with elements of a political candidate, of who's backing my leagues, and understand it's about the money. It's always about the money. It's about television. I got into this business years ago. I knew very early it's about the Benjamins. Okay, that's why I don't preach. That's why I don't lecture on this stuff. I don't have to agree with everything, but once Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship, translation, the PGA said, we got to get our stars back, translation, we got to get our top draws back, translation, we got to get our money back. Scottie Scheffler's a great golfer, but 90% of golf fans are casuals. They're casuals. People have lives and kids, and your son's got a little league game, and your daughter's got a recital, and your wife needs you to help. You can't sit around all day in PGAtour.com. So you watch the big stars. If Tom Cruise was only available tomorrow on an app or a streaming service, just one, that's where I would go to watch Mission Impossible 13. I'd go to the app. I'd go to the streaming service, regardless of who owned it. I wouldn't have to love who owned it, but I'm not going to sit up here and preach and be a hypocrite when somebody eventually offers me money. I said from the very beginning, I would struggle to take the money from the LIV Golf Tour. But if it became $200 and $300 million, you don't think I'm going to sit down with my wife? I'm not going to have a glass of vino and discuss it? Oh, give me a break. The PGA Tour got into the lecture business, the moral business, the values business. Give me a break. In the end, they want their stars back. Listen, I turn on a television, I watch Brooks Koepka. I love Greg Norman. I love Jack Nicholson. Tiger Woods doesn't play enough. Golf lost its golden goose. They got to get their draw back. I love Jordan Spieth. He doesn't get me to a television. I love a lot of actors. They don't get me into a theater. So I say this. The only people that are only right on the internet are anonymous. Isn't that a coincidence? They're always right. And the only people with morals and values in the world are never offered big money or enormous opportunities. I don't have to love the LIV Golf Tour and everything it stands for. By the way, I was offered six figures to do some reads for the LIV Golf Tour. I didn't accept it, but I didn't badmouth other hosts that did. That's the difference. I was offered six figures to do stuff with LIV Golf. I was invited to tournaments. I said, no, thank you. But I didn't lecture sportscasters that did. I didn't lecture anybody that did. I'm not in their shoes. I don't pay their taxes. I don't have their life. I don't know what's going on. Stop lecturing. Politicians, golf tours, stop lecturing us. When people get great opportunities, I'm not in your shoes. I don't know what it means to your family. Maybe get your kids to college. I don't know. You don't know. Years ago, I had a boss, Mike Cutler. He was a news director. And we were talking about something, and I was getting real preachy and being a young, you know, journalist. And he said, what's your favorite candy bar? And I said, Kit Kat. He goes, do you like Three Musketeers? And I'm like, yeah, it just never worked for me. He goes, what if I told you the guy that created Kit Kat's the worst human being in the world? Would you stop eating it? Oh, you know, I'd probably eat it. He goes, there you go. You think you know, and you don't know. I remember listening to all the people preaching about Tiger Woods' lifestyle choices. I didn't like what he did with his marriage. I totally disagree with it. But it's just what you knew. It's the golf marriage you heard about. Stop pretending you know. I don't have to love every candidate I vote for or every owner of every team. But when people start preaching morals and values, I want to barf. Good. This is a win for fans. I want to watch Brooks Koepka. I want to see him in a tournament next week. If you told me 7 days from now I get Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, whoever, 10 days from now in a great golf course, Pebble Beach, they all line up, PGA LIV have a big tour. You know who's watching? I'm watching. I'm watching. And I don't have to love everything about Saudi Arabia, but they've been involved in this country and in global sports forever. If you don't want to ever watch golf again, I get it. I get it. I'm not telling you you're wrong. But don't tell golfers when our government's in bed with Saudi Arabia. Don't tell individual golfers they can't accept $200 million to hit a golf ball. By the way, golf was the last entertainment entity in America that didn't understand a basic content. Basic context. We watch all this stuff for stars. We watch for Beyonce. We watch for Tom Cruise and Denzel. That's what we watch for. Even college basketball and football have figured it out with the NIL. You got to pay the quarterback, the shooting guard. You got to pay him seven figures in college. Forever College and the NCAA stood their moral high ground. Forever. You got all these kids in college football running around, ending their football careers at 19 years old. You're not going to pay them? For years and years, I watched the NCAA. And by the way, I was doing it 20 years ago, too. I got into my preachy self. You can't pay the kids. What about the education? Then I came to terms with it. Get over myself. Pay the players. Pay the kids. And especially pay the quarterback in college football or the star guard in college basketball. Again, if you're disgusted with this today, I'm not telling you you shouldn't be. But when I listened to the PGA 6 months ago, lawsuits, morals, values, stop it. The bottom line, you signed up for this today. You want to know why? Money. The same reason your Phils and your Brooks and your Dustins, $200 million. You wouldn't sit down and think about it? You're kidding yourself. You're kidding a lot of people, and the PGA was. I'm off my soapbox. There you go. I don't have a second story. That's all I want to talk about.
That's a damn good rant to open the show, Cowherd. By the way, hey, you could always kick those six-figure reads right over here. I got no problem reading Live Golf.
Send them my way, big guy. I wasn't offended. I said I appreciate the offer. It was okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what company offered it to me,
yeah.
Nor what radio or TV business it was for. I turned it down. That was my decision. Had they offered me $10 million, I wouldn't have probably turned it down. They offered me less than that, yeah. And I thought at this time in my life, I don't need it. I'm not going to do it. But at the same time I did that, the very next day I went on this network and said, I defend Phil and Brooks and Greg Norman's right to pursue money from the same entity that has funded sports globally everywhere and been in business with our government forever.
8 decades. I just looked it up.
Eight decades. I bet if you went back, I don't know this for sure. If you went back in golf's history, I bet you 20, 30 years ago, there was some oil money in golf for appearances, course design, consulting. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the history of golf well enough, but 25 years ago, do I believe some of the great legends of golf maybe had flown to the Middle East to do a speaking engagement for $1 million for an hour speech? I'm going to say maybe that's possible.
You think the high and mighty crowd looks to where their jeans are made or where their iPhones made?
Or sports shoes are made?
I think we're in a full agreement on this story, and we have been the whole time.
Maybe not on the Jets' future, but
happened to the Jets now? Come on. Jeez.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors Dippers love, mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big news, PGA Tour and LIV Tour. Lawsuits are over. They have now joined forces. Everybody's got a price. Want the moral high ground? Join the Peace Corps. The bottom line is their businesses, their entertainment platforms, they've conjoined now to give us more good golf with great stars, and that's what we watch for. Golf was the last entity to not get that. We're not watching for the 38th-ranked player. We're watching for Phil and Norman and Jack and Tiger in their primes. That's what we're watching for. And oh, by the way, the golden goose is gone with Tiger Woods, so you don't get those guaranteed Sunday ratings 25 times a year. You better allow Brooks Koepka to be all over that tour because he's the one guy that gets me in. By the way, this is so Eric Spoelstra, nice guy, great coach, got real upset when Ramona Shelburne, very legitimate reporter, very legitimate. I know Ramona, lean on her a lot, always trust her sources. She asked a question, and Eric Spoelstra bizarrely got really ticked off.
This is probably oversimplifying things, but sometimes when teams play against Jokic, you turn him into a scorer, you turn him into a passer, and he controls the game. He only had four assists tonight.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, it's just, that's the untrained eye that says something like that. This guy's an incredible player. You know, twice in two seasons, he's been the best player on this planet. You can't just say, oh, make him a scorer. We have to focus on what we do. You know, we try to do things the hard way, and he requires you to do many things the hard way. He has our full respect.
The untrained eye of making Jokic more of a scorer. You mean like the untrained eye of Steve Kerr, who said this on Draymond Green's podcast?
To me, it was like, I haven't talked to Spo or anything like that, but I can see them in their coaches' meetings saying, Murray's the head of the snake, you know, not Jokic. Like, mm-hmm. When you play a team, you sort of realize, wait a second, like that guy's going to dominate no matter what we do. So we got, this is the head of the snake. And I think they just decided Murray's the guy we got to stop. So you start Love. Put Jimmy Butler on Murray, and then you saw like they were blitzing Murray quite a bit and really trying everything to take him out of the game.
The untrained eye of Steve Kerr. It's not that complicated. The Nuggets are 0-3 in the playoffs when Jokic has 40 or more points. The perfect Jokic game is 24-13. That's when he's at his best. Ball movement, spacing, finding guys open. A little bit of Arvydas Sabonis, Bill Walton. The truth, the untrained NBA eye is fanboy on the interweb thinking my team is always better when my star scores the most points. Michael Jordan once had a 63-point playoff game his best. He lost. Three of the top four scorers in the NBA didn't make the playoffs. Michael Jordan had five career games over 60 points. He won two of them. The untrained eye thinks, just get my star the ball and let him score 58. That's not good basketball. That's why I never bought into James Harden. Four guys standing around watching him dribble the air out of the ball and score 44 points. It's not sustainable. It's not good basketball. Jokic is about many things. The size, the angles, the bodies, the length, the passing, the scoring. when you turn him into just kind of a scorer. You take away all the periphery scoring, they're not as good a basketball team. I think Spo got frustrated because kind of like that's what happened and everybody saw it and it's not that untrained. When I hear untrained NBA fanboys say, oh, I love when, you know, the late Kobe Bryant had 60. Any Laker fan would tell you, the more Kobe scored, the more Kobe shot, the more the other four guys stood around and weren't involved. The Nuggets, the one way that is effective to defend them, and it's not easy, is take out Jamal Murray. Because Jokic overwhelmingly relies on twos. And in this era of basketball, if Tyler Hero could come back, the Miami Heat would have another three-ball shooter. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
Yeah, there's some chatter from some Nuggets fans who are saying the reason Michael Porter was so checked out was he wasn't getting the ball. He wasn't getting shots.
Yeah.
So he lost interest defensively. Sure. Got out. He wasn't in the flow of the game got ticked off, and then Malone ends up benching.
That's something that's talked about a lot is if you, like with James Harden, you get guys out of the flow of the game, by the time they're back into the game, they're cool. Yeah. They're not hot.
Yeah. You just kind of checked out and not in the flow. All right, let's get to the NFL. DeAndre Hopkins, still a free agent. So last week you were in Iceland, and I don't know if you got this on your phone over there, but Hopkins, you know, dropped by Arizona. A lot of speculation where he could land. I had Mangini on last week on the Herd. He said the Cleveland Browns were an option, but the Buffalo Bills GM was asked about Hopkins. Here's what he said. Brandon Bean, we are all about people who want to come to Buffalo. We love it, especially if they fit. Obviously, DeAndre's a heck of a talent, nothing but respect for him. It would definitely have to fit with how we would structure the salary and all that.
Yeah.
Never rule it out, but he's a good player and he'll probably demand a decent contract.
I would have loved him in Buffalo. Unfortunately, they've signed three defensive linemen in the last week and a half.
Well, I mean, didn't Mixon run them over in the playoff game? They really struggled to stop the run. I don't know, Colin.
They need more weapons.
If you're advising Hopkins, do you say, take less, play for a Buffalo, a Kansas City, a Super Bowl contender?
Look at Juju Smith-Schuster, got a three-year contract. Because he played for Kansas City on an incentive-laden deal for 1 year.
And now he goes to a bad team
like the
Patriots.
The idea that you always take the most money is wrong. Take a deal. You can pay your rent, pay your mortgage, right. But take a deal that you can elevate yourself, and then in 1 year, go hit the market. Or maybe the team that you took a discount with, they sign you.
Well, the only problem is he's getting up there in age. I believe he's on the wrong side of 30.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reports that he lost a step last year. I don't know that I necessarily buy it, dude. They were like one of the worst teams in the league. He was not locked in. Kyler Murray is hurt. Like, he wasn't motivated. I'll defend him a little bit.
I not that he doesn't have speed, but I've always thought he's more of a big play catch radius guy. Run after the cat. I never saw him. It's like that highlight we're showing on TV. That's what he does. That's what he did against the Rams. That's what he's a catch radius, yards after the catch, getting open. I never saw him as just a pure speed guy.
No, definitely not. So the Browns are in the mix. We'll see if the Chiefs get in there. My Jets, you know, we'll see. They're always in the mix for someone.
For the record, not a bad fit there.
Got Aaron Rodgers, you know.
Big
get
money
to live
for,
in New York if you're DeAndre Hopkins.
Well,
great place to be.
Not
what, what do you mean?
New York's not for everybody. It's like Los Angeles isn't. It's okay. It's
really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've only been out here 7 years. I don't know what's not to love.
Well, yeah.
Just
you
come
know.
Check it out, people. I promise you. Don't believe the internet hype about avocado toast and all that crap. It's fun out here. All right. Next up, Dak Prescott. His deal runs through the end of 2024. He's already begun discussing a future extension. Yesterday, Jerry Jones said the final dollar figure for Dak's next deal is not necessarily tied to the handful of other Cowboys that are due a big payday. They need to go negotiate Tony Pollard, 24, CeeDee Lamb, 25, Micah Parsons, 26. So they're going to be busy moving money around. Dak is currently making $40 million a year, which at the time was massive when he signed it.
Not
now
anymore.
He's the ninth highest paid quarterback in the league. But let's be real. We don't even think he's the ninth best quarterback in the league, right?
Well, but we don't. At this point, let's be fair to Dak. At this point, he's not ninth, but he's not that far from ninth. When he was the highest paid or second highest paid, and you thought he was the 10th best quarterback. So look at the highest paid quarterbacks right now in the league. Highest is Lamar. He's not the best. He's the latest. Jalen Hurts, Rodgers, Wilson, which doesn't feel like a deal. But again,
Murray, Deshaun Watson, Mahomes, Allen, Daniel. The one that jumps out to me is egregious is Daniel Jones. Dax at $40 million does not jump out as egregious.
Kyler Murray hasn't won a playoff game. Okay, I know he's the number one pick and all that.
But he's a unique playmaker. Daniel Jones is not
Daniel
a unique
Jones is
anything.
Kind of unique. I can't believe I'm defending a New York Giants
player. You think he deserves $40 million?
Well, that's the problem. Dak will go to Jerry Jones and say, yo, Daniel Jones made $40 million
well,
this year.
You can't.
I'm way better than that bum.
Okay.
Well, that's what Dak would say. Like, literally, those are
Dak
his words.
No, Dak would not say. That's not who Dak is.
Daniel Jones?
Dak's not a money guy. Dak's not
driven. Dak is not a money
guy? He's not driven by it.
He got a massive contract a few years ago.
Remember, though, he played for free for 3 years for the number one football brand in America and made Jerry Jones about $1 billion.
For free? It's because he was a mid-round pick based on his college career.
And went 13-3, got him to playoff games.
Oh, boy. So here we go. Now we're having a Dak debate. He's going to say, hey,
I'm just saying,
why can't I get Jalen Hurts?
At $40 million annually, I'm not bothered by Dak. Little more than I'd want to pay him. I'd rather be at 33 to 35, but it doesn't feel egregious. Hell, Matt Stafford's making huge money.
Matt Stafford won a Super Bowl.
And he's also, is he going to be able to play? How's
his
arm?
He won a Super Bowl.
You're making me defend Dak at $40 million. I'm just saying, this morning, I'm not bothered by that.
Right. What's to be bothered by is they're working on a new deal for him where he's going to now want up near $50 million a year. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't. I don't believe in negotiating against yourself. I don't think Dak has a huge market. So I think that's bad business. I would wait till the contract ends. I thought the New York Giants negotiated against themselves.
Agreed.
Nobody was offering Daniel Jones $30 million. So that's bad business.
You want to get interesting with Dak? They go 9-8, miss the playoffs. McCarthy gets fired. New coach comes in. What if he doesn't want Dak? He's like, let's reboot. Now, I'm not paying this guy $50 million a year.
There are two star quarterbacks this year in the first round. There's another kid out of Washington, the left-hander.
He's Penix.
He's a mid-first rounder. If you don't make the playoffs and you're drafting about 18th, 17th, that kid's going to be available about 15.
Injury history, but I like Penix. He's got a live arm.
It's like Bryce Young. I don't know if he lasts long, but he's good.
He could
start tomorrow in the league.
Final story. We are contractually obligated to talk about your man crush, Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Made a massive leap in year two, which was expected. I mean, the guy was incredible at Clemson. He doubled his touchdown total, cut his interceptions in half, thanks to Doug Peterson. Yesterday, Lawrence discussed how great it's been to have continuity in the coaching staff for year three.
To have the same staff, to have a lot of the same players, to have that carryover and the system especially. You know, this is the first time in a while I haven't been learning a new offense, so that feels good having that and being able to focus on little parts of my game instead of just making sure I got the installs and know the plan coming into practice. You know, obviously you look over that too, but not having that stress of just learning the playbook, I can just really focus on my game and my mechanics.
What's going to happen when they win their division again? They will. They get to the AFC Championship, potentially. Let me ask you about Doug Peterson. Is Doug Peterson a great coach? Beat Belichick with Nick Foles in a Super Bowl. I think he's a fascinating guy. Was on the beach. There was not a wild scramble for him. Maybe he has a bad agent. I kept saying, USC, hire Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson's interesting. I mean, he turned that mess around 2 months.
Interesting.
So
who's hosting this theoretical AFC title game? Who's hosting it, Jags or Jets?
Kansas City hosts the Jags in the AFC championship game. You don't think that's possible?
By the way, can you do me a solid tonight? There's no NBA. Can you watch Remember the Titans? Because he looks exactly like Sunshine, the quarterback. I'm forgetting the guy's name. He's an actor who's moderately famous.
Okay.
But Trevor Lawrence looks exactly like him, and I can't listen to him and not think of Remember the Titans. Arguably one of the best football movies in the history of cinema.
I would have watched it last night, but I go to dinner with two people, my wife or NBA insiders, and Buker and I went out and ate too much.
Yeah. Heavy boozy night.
No, huh? It was not.
Boozy
it was
Monday.
It was a pizza night. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So I said this earlier. I would love the Bills to go get DeAndre Hopkins, another weapon for Josh Allen. The last time they went big on a weapon, Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen had his best completion percentage, his most touchdown passes, and his highest passer rating. But I see here the Bills signed Leonard Floyd, another defensive lineman. That's after signing Puna Ford, a defensive tackle, and Ed Oliver, a defensive tackle, to an expensive deal. Three new defensive lineman salaries.
and they still can't get their O-line right. When's the last time you thought about Buffalo? You know, they just, that defense is always letting them down. Three of the last four seasons, the Bills have had a top two scoring defense in the league. In fact, since Josh Allen has arrived, the Buffalo Bills have the number one total defense in the league. I'd love to see them get D-Hop so you don't double Stephon Diggs. Gabriel Davis disappeared. They moved off Cole Beasley. I did like them getting a tight end, but a rookie tight end can't be that much of a game changer. This is what I say. They can't fix their own line. Either can Pittsburgh. What do they have in common? A defensive coach. Do you know the four teams in the league that lead the NFL in spending money on their defensive side? Chargers, Bills, Seahawks, Steelers. All four defensive coaches. Last 5 years, they're 6-12 in the playoffs. 8 years, they've missed the playoffs completely. For the record, Kansas City a couple years ago scored 42 on that great Sean McDermott defense. So when I put my NFL Super Bowl teams in the bubble, there's a reason. It's mostly offensive coaches. A San Francisco, a Philadelphia, a Cincinnati, a Kansas City. I mean, we don't think Tua is a great quarterback, right? Like, he's hurt a lot, he's small, he's not super athletic. That division has three defensive coaches and one offensive coach. And Tua is 7-4 against the division, never lost to Belichick, 4-0. So the one time the Buffalo Bills really spent money on offense, Stephon Diggs. I went and looked at the numbers this morning. The following year, Josh Allen had 107 passer rating, the most touchdown passes, and completed 69%. Let's sign another defensive lineman. Steelers, Seahawks, Chargers, Bills. I mean, it's. I've said this. I watched that Cincinnati game. They can't get the O-line right. And you're signing three defensive linemen? I mean, I like Ed Oliver. I like him. I like Leonard Floyd. How about get a guard, a tackle?
Can I give you two numbers?
Go ahead.
Buffalo lost in the playoffs to the Bengals 27-10.
Mm-hmm. One game.
Cincinnati rushed for 172 yards in that game. The year before in the playoffs, Bills lose to the Chiefs. I remember 42-36, incredible game. Did you know the Chiefs rushed for 182 yards? Buffalo cannot stop a nosebleed in the playoffs when they need to. Their defensive line just gets dump trucked all
They've
day
They've spent a lot
long.
Of draft capital on that D-line. Here's another number from that Bengals game. Stephon Diggs, how did he do?
Well, let's see here.
Because you get doubled. He got doubled.
4 for 35.
35 yards, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he did
That's
have 10
what
targets.
Happens.
Josh Allen, maybe a little
Or maybe when he's the only guy out there and you don't have time to throw because there's a pass rush and you haven't solved the offensive line. The fact that Stephon Diggs in a playoff game would have 35 yards.
Somebody named Khalil Shaker had 40 yards receiving.
You think Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan or Zach Taylor would have gotten the ball to Stephon Diggs a little more often?
Probably. Yeah.
Say what you want about Cincinnati. They have tried for 2 years in a row. First thing, not fix the D-line. Fix the O-line. Say what you want. Kansas City, Andy Reid, rebuilt an O-line in one season. Tomlin's had 5 years at it. Can't fix it. McDermott, 4 or 5 years at it. Can't fix it. Where are you spending your money? Top four teams spending money, all defense, defensive coaches. All the top four defensive priority teams, defensive coaches. That's why I worried when Justin Fields got a defensive coach. I got nothing against Matt Eberflus. I think he's a smart guy. He had a 10-game losing streak. Offensive line's a mess. I mean, that's my big concern about Justin Fields. A huge, if he had Andy Reid, he'd be fine. McVay, fine. Shanahan, fine. Zach Taylor, fine. I worry. Yeah. Defensive coach.
Maybe we need Robert Saleh to buck that trend this year. Defensive coach. Get to the Super Bowl. How about that? About damn time.
Okay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, So do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Saturday is baseball night in America on Fox, and the next chapter in one of the biggest rivalries in sports awaits. As Judge and the Yankees battle the Red Sox, or Cubs take on the Giants, catch the action at 7:30 Eastern on Fox. Check for the game in your area.
So this is kind of interesting. According to Paul Gutierrez, who's the Raiders beat writer for ESPN, there remains a possibility that Jimmy GQ, Jimmy Garoppolo, never plays for the Raiders due to his foot injury. This could be the least controversial, most understood, easiest tank in league history. I know, Raider fans, you think you can win the division. You can't. Zero chance. Not happening. Even if you have a good year, rather go 10-7, just miss the playoffs, or make them and get roasted with no future quarterback. None. Or 3-14 and get Caleb Williams at USC. In the better AFC and maybe the best division in football with a very weak defensive roster and a superstar receiver that's pretty unhappy, if Jimmy G can't play, you are 3-14. Nothing against Brian Hoyer. He has not started and won a game since 2016. Hasn't won a game he started since 2016. So he could play his butt off and play well. Maybe he goes 4-13. So the question becomes for the Raiders, have they stumbled into
quite possibly the greatest break in 25 years in Raiders history. I mean, if you go look at the Raiders schedule this morning, it is a litany of top quarterbacks, top coaches, and tough road games. At Denver, at Buffalo is 0-2 with Garoppolo. Here come the Steelers at the Chargers. Then you have Green Bay and New England, pretty good coaches. You get Chicago, but you got to go there. You get Detroit, you could beat them, but you got to go there. Jared Goff's been great at home. Maybe it's that giant game week 9, Jets week 10. You tell me, outside of the Colts game at Indy, and we don't really know on the road if the Raiders would be a favorite, that's a game you'd be a favorite in. Maybe. So I look at this schedule, and sometimes you stumble into great. We talked about this yesterday. The Philadelphia Eagles were ready to move on from Jalen Hurts for Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson turned them down in Philadelphia. And then Jalen Hurts exploded and became the MVP candidate and the Super Bowl star that he's become. They stumbled into that. They stumbled into their Nick Foles championship. So this could be, if Jimmy Garoppolo can't play in the AFC, 3-14. I mean, in the NFC, Arizona could be bad. You could stumble into 5 wins in the NFC. You're not stumbling into 5-6 wins in the AFC. Here's another thing. I was thinking about this. Denver, and you hear this a lot, that the media doesn't respect us, the media doesn't give us attention. And so a lot is, one of the cool things about the NBA is the last 5 MVPs are all foreign-born players, and Luke is probably the next in line. And then here comes Victor Wembanyama. He's the next great star. So the game's very, very global. But sometimes baseball's global, hockey's global, basketball's global, football's not. Sometimes the NFL is easier to recognize younger players because they played at Ohio State. You watched them 3 years against Michigan. They were on TV on Saturday. Then they're on TV on Sunday. Very linear, very easy to follow. Sometimes with international players, we didn't watch them in high school. We didn't watch them in college. They go to a bad team, 3 years in the league. I mean, I didn't really follow Giannis until like year 3 and 4. And so here you have Jokic, a second round, nonverbal, doesn't want any attention, playing in the Rocky Mountains, who doesn't really score like other great players in the league. He's not an attention draw. He's not a TV draw. He's just a great player. And my takeaway is nobody has anything against Denver, but I don't think Denver's ever going to be wildly popular in the NBA. The Spurs never were. Is that this game is global. And you watch Reggie Bush at USC, then he's on your TV on Sunday, or you watch Tim Tebow or Peyton Manning. Football's entirely domestic. As our leagues get more international, sometimes it takes us a while to embrace or follow or understand or love players that we don't watch play our college sports. So, I didn't watch Jokic for the first 2-3 years in Denver. It's just the last couple, and he's a remarkable player, but he's 12th in jersey sales. He's behind LaMelo Ball, and he's a 2-time MVP and should have won 3 straight. And so, second round, Rocky Mountain, doesn't talk, no titles. I don't think it's a lack of respect. I think Denver could win this year, next year, and the following year, and could win 3 titles. I don't ever think they'll be a massive TV draw, but I do find them compelling. I like their story. I like their coach. I like their players, and I'm rooting for them. Nothing against Miami, but I've seen Miami win before. I saw him win with Shaq. I saw him win a couple with LeBron. I've seen Miami win before. Been a long time for Denver. So, but I don't think anybody has anything against Tim Duncan and the Spurs. It just wasn't that compelling. It was more about Popovich and his culture. I mean, what was Tim Duncan's nickname? The Big Fundamental. Nobody called Shaq the Big Fundamental. Michael Jordan was good fundamentally. That wasn't his nickname. So I think there's this feeling out there that nobody respects. They don't have any titles. Nobody respects Denver. We just don't know much about Denver. We really don't. Last 2 years is when we really started following them. And there's a lot of good young teams that we're just not quite sure if they can. I mean, I've been told for 3 or 4 years the Celtics are going to be great. They didn't even get to the finals this year. So, what do you want me to do with that? So when I hear this constant and nobody respects Denver, I think people respect Denver. But we don't know much about Denver. their star is a second-round guy who's not known as a prolific scorer. He's a very unique player where he's a better passer often than a scorer. Most of the players that we fell in love with had a lot of flash to their game. Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Larry Bird. I fell in love with basketball, Dr. J. There was a certain quality to them, an aesthetic, an optic. They were dynamic. It was flair. That's not his game. It's just not his game. It wasn't Tim Duncan's game. I mean, Duncan's one of the best players I've ever watched. He's not in my top 20 on guys I'd want to watch. That's okay. I got nothing against him. Not everybody's fat. Not, listen, Jeremy Irons is a great actor. I'd rather watch Tom Cruise. I'd rather watch Jamie Foxx, Denzel Washington, Michael Keaton. Yeah, I know Jeremy Irons is supposed to be the world's best actor. He didn't get me to a theater. What am I going to say?
You know, it's weird. I just went to see if you follow me yet on Instagram. You don't. But then I went to see if you follow Nikola Jokic. And that's impossible because he doesn't even have an account. And I know that sounds silly, but LaMelo Ball, that's a great point you made up, because if LaMelo Ball were in the finals, I guarantee you there'd be a lot more buzz, a lot of the young kids who are into LaMelo Ball and followed his career, him and his dad and Lonzo, and there would be a lot of juice for it. None of that exists. Jokic is not like a social media guy at all.
And also, centers don't sell shoes like guards do. Kobe sold shoes and Michael and Steph, but generally centers don't sell the shoes. He doesn't embrace social media. He's kind of a nonverbal, like Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's nonverbal.
But I don't know about that tag. Do you think playing in Denver is holding him back? If he were in South Beach, I don't know that it would matter.
No, but I would say Denver's known as Broncos territory. And so it's not we don't look at Denver as like a basketball-driven city. That's not the, I mean, I grew up with the Nuggets. They were fun to watch. But there are, like, when I think of Boston, I honestly think of the Celtics before the Patriots. Because I grew up with I think it's a Celtics town. Los Angeles, I think it's a Laker town.
What about Dirk Nowitzki took Dallas to the finals?
I think it's a Cowboy town.
Exactly, yeah. There are some cities that are
I think Atlanta is an SEC town. What's Milwaukee? It's a college football town.
Is Milwaukee Giannis or college
Milwaukee
or the
Bucks? Milwaukee is the Packers and the Badgers.
Packers, right.
Yeah, I mean, so I think Denver is I guess my whole point is he's just like a nonverbal guy. He doesn't seek attention. I think he's going to play in Denver. Often foreign-born players have a real sense of loyalty to the team that brings them over. You've turned Giannis very early. This is where I want to be.
Well, I'm going to put a pause on that because we'll see with Luka Doncic. He might be the first foreign guy who's like, listen, I'm a superstar. I'm out of here. Screwing it up. And I would hope he does if Mark Cuban can't figure it out for him.
You know, when I look at Denver, I have much respect for them, but I don't think they'll ever be a catalyst for TV ratings.
That's okay. And they could be I don't know about a dynasty, but we'll see. Boston did get back to the finals.
Let me tell you something. The best thing that could happen to college football is the Texas Longhorns and USC get great. Those are glamour programs. Yeah. Bama's great. They're not a glamour program. Hour two next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.